Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy, and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check out prices fair. And in the resumption of trading, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 5:02, down 3 on the open. May, 5:01.5, down 2.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4:61, up 1.5 on the open. May, 4:72, down 2. July, 4:86, up 0.5. September, 4:92, down 2.5. December, 5:02.5, down 2.5 on the open. March corn opened at 4:11, down 1 on the open. May, 4:20, down 1. July, 4:29, down 1. September, 4:17, down 0.5. December, 4:05.5, down 1.5. March, 4:12.5, down 3. May, 4:13.5, down 7. July, 4:21.5, down 1.5 on the open. March beans opened at 7:35, down 4 on the open. May, 7:50.5, down 3. July, 7:65, down 4. August, 7:65, down 8.5. November, 7:90.5, down 1. January, 7:90, down 6. March 2008, 7:95, down 8.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 2:14.90, down 70 on the open. May, 2:20.50, down 40. March soybean oil opened at 29.55, down 14 on the open. May, 29.99, down 9. At the Merck, March feeders opened at 103.95, up 5 on the open. April, 105.70, up 12.5. May, 107.50, up 27.5. August, 107.50, up 12.5 on the open. April live cattle open at 97.70, up 5 on the open. June, 95.50, unchanged. August, 92.67.5, up 2.5. October, 96.30, down 15 on the open. April lean hogs open at 66.15, down 20 on the open. May, 75.60, down 60. June, 76.55, down 35. July, 76.55, down 45 on the open. And March bellies open at 103.80, down 17.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Join us this evening at the Douglas County Farm Bureau building in Tuscola for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. Tonight's panel gets underway at 7 o'clock at the Douglas County Farm Bureau in Tuscola. Panelists for the meeting include Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities, Bill Mayer of Roach Ag Marketing, and this man, Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
As you go around to the various meetings this spring, including our own AM 580 Outlook panels, what is some of the themes that has reoccurred for you?
Well, basically, this is bullish mentality out there that the market is going to continue to be strong as we go into 2007. You know, the trade continues to look at the strong demand base and that the overall supply-demand balance sheet is probably going to be fairly tight as we go into 2008. Once we get through this marketing year here. So quite a bit of optimism, probably a little too much optimism because it's held producers back on selling with the idea they need some higher prices to play some catch-up here over the lower prices we've seen over the last few years, and also, too, to play catch-up on sales made at some lower levels. So that mentality could probably change here in the next week or two, especially if we continue to see the overall commodity sector get its position here.
It looks like we're seeing a bunch of nervous investors in the grains this morning. We're seeing that there's been buying in some U.S. Treasuries as well. Currency markets are experiencing some extreme volatility today as well. To what degree do you believe that these markets will push to the downside this week?
Well, it's kind of hard to pinpoint, you know, what the funds want to do. When you look at all commodities on this downbreak, the open interest has gone down. So until we liquidate this thing and get to some equilibrium, it's going to be kind of tough. But May corn, if you look at just a simple 38% retracement off the fall lows, we could take May corn back down to this 377 area. Basically, that's another 40 cents from here. The May soybeans, if you look at the simple 38% retracement, you can take May beans down to 718, which is basically about another 25 cents from here. So we're going back and filling through here. It's going to be important for the trade to get sort of cleaned out through here and find some support near these technical retracement levels.
So you're looking for the market to break at least the 50-day moving averages and test 100-day moving averages.
I wouldn't know why they wouldn't. They know their sell stops down there. And, you know, I think pit traders and some of the guys that want to be contrarians would want to go down there and clean everybody out. So I don't know why they wouldn't push down there. But that goes back to what we've been mentioning all along in here. We're just going to have some volatile swings in through here. You can have, you know, some 50, 75 cent swings in the corn up and down. You can have $1, $1.50 swings in the beans up and down and still basically being a bullish stance.
So is there time today to still call your broker and get a put that's worthwhile with the markets downtrending the way they are?
I think that'd be a conservative approach to be in the marketplace and know where you're at and put a floor under you. We've been promoting puts from day one, and that's one way to have a floor under you. By buying a put today, if it's wrong, that means the market's going to go higher from here or rebound. You can turn around and say your cash grain higher from here. If you buy the put and the funds continue to liquidate their huge, massive long position, especially in the corn, at least you got a floor to work with. It's amazing, though, that a week ago nobody wanted to sell and had a bullish mentality going for them. Now, if this thing seeps lower here this week, it'll be the complete opposite. Everybody be bearish then.
It changes on a dime in this new paradigm, doesn't it, Kurt?
Oh, it's going to be extremely volatile, extremely quick. But you just can't sit there and say, well, you know, it's bullish and I'll wait and sell when it bounces back up again. You know, it's going to be real tricky here, and it's going, emotions are going to run wild.
Take a look over on the Merck side. What are you seeing there today?
Well, we're seeing some lower values. The snowstorm last week backed a lot of things up. Ideas are we could see some numbers come at us here this week. We did squeak out some higher cash trade in the fats at 94 cents, so we'll see if that follows suit or not. Futures remain a premium to where the cash is in the fats market, so we'll monitor, see if the cash follows suit here and narrows up the basis.
Kurt, we look forward to seeing you this evening at the Douglas County Farm Bureau offices in Tuscola.
Yeah, I think we'll have some fairly good discussion there on what to do next with the market, you know, rolling over like it is.
It'll be interesting to see what the mindset is as the markets move today.
Very good.
Thank you, Kurt. Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois, and he joins us every Monday morning on the Opening Market Report. Let's go ahead and look at some current price levels. March wheat in Kansas City now at 502, down 3. May for 96.5, down 7.5. July at 502, down 5.5. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at 457.75, down 1.75. May 471, down 2.75. July 482, down 3.25. March corn 403.5, down 7.5. May 414, down 7. July 422.5, down 7.25. December $4, down 6.75. Take it out to next May 414.5, down 5.75. March beans, 7.26 down 13. May, 7.41 down 12.5. July, 7.55.5 down 13.25. August, 7.62 down 11.5. Novis, 7.76 down 13.25. May soybean meal, 2.17 down 3.90. May soybean oil, 29.67 down 41 points.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Over at the Merck, March feeders now at 103.60 down 30. April live cattle, 97.20 down 45. April lean hogs, 65.20 down 115. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org.